And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That music must mean that this is Wednesday. And if it is Wednesday, 7 o'clock here in the Central Standard Time Zone, 8 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone, and who knows what it might possibly be in California. But what we do know is that this is the No Show. And you are right where it is that you are supposed to be right now. We are so grateful that you decided to be here this evening. We are so grateful that you decided to take time from your busy schedules and to stop by this space and place called the No Show. We are so grateful for who it is that you are and how it is that you are showing up in the world right now. We are going to have a big time this evening. We are going to have big fun, and you are going to be a part of that. You've been waiting for this show. I know you have because you've told me that. And this evening, tonight, January 7th, right here on the No Show, we welcome back our friends, Reverend Frank Rambo and Mr. Carl Anderson, both of whom are intuitive numerologists, to the No Show to answer your questions about life, love, peace, and joy in this new year, 2015, and yesteryear, to talk about opportunities that will show up in your life and the lives of those within your circle of influence. We are so grateful that you decided to spend a few of your LPEs with us this evening. Do you know what your LPEs are? Well, your LPEs are your life's precious energy. And you decided to spend those, which meant that then you could not do something else. And so we are grateful for that time. We are grateful that you have shown up as you are showing up and that we are now having the opportunity to just be with you, to have a good time, and to answer some of the questions that you want answered, to do some of the things that you're excited and interested in doing in 2015 and beyond, and to also talk about a little bit, for a little while, what this new year might bring. What do you want for it to bring? What is it that you are willing to let go of that you are holding on to last year that kept you back, that kept you from moving where you wanted to move, doing the things that you wanted to do, and being who it is that Spirit is within you? My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to host the No Show. It is my pleasure to serve as the facilitator to bring like-minded people on these airwaves to talk with you about how it is that you are showing up in life, what it is that you're wanting to do, and where you are wanting to go. Again, my guests this evening are people that you already know. You know exactly who it is that they are, and you also know how it is that they can be helpful to you in terms of helping you to matriculate and move through this phase called life. We are so excited that you are with us this evening, and without further ado, let's bring in these two talented gentlemen. Frank, first of all, Frank Rambo, Reverend Frank Rambo, from some place called sunny Florida. The nerve of you people to have it be somewhere in the neighborhood perhaps of 70, 60 degrees right now when others of us, specifically those of us right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, are trying to figure out how we're going to make it through with a 20-degree promotional possibility for this evening. Good evening, Frank. How are you, my friend?
And a very good evening to you. We get to enjoy that on the TV watching the news. You get to enjoy the real thing. I am doing fine.
And there you go, rubbing it in. You know, now, isn't that just like a spiritual savant to do something like that? I'm glad. Welcome. We are so glad you're here. And my big brother, Mr. Carl, who is and has been a friend for a very, very, very long time. Carl Anderson, are you there? Are you online with us? Good evening.
I'm here, and I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I am happy to have you here as well. We're excited about some things that we're going to talk about in terms of this new, brand new year. I wrote a piece that God gave me a while back called I Am a Brand New Me. I've written a new script and now act a new part. I am what? I am a brand new me. And that is who it is that all of us are. And we get to be that every second of every minute that we choose to make different from what the last one was. So all of us now have the opportunity to move into this brand new year in a wonder-filled, a wonderful way, and to do things differently. And so, Frank, I want to start with you, and I really want to get into things because we've got a lot of questions from a lot of people that we're wanting to answer this evening, and I want to start with you. If you would just share with us initially what some of the predictors and predictions are in terms of from the intuitive numerological side and how it is that you've come up with some of those, and then I'll come back, Carl, to you and ask you as well to share in whatever way you would like. Let me start with Frank. Frank, would you go ahead and share with us, please?
Yes, I need to define one thing for your listeners, and that is there is two different New Year's. The personal New Year for the individual is their birthday, and they become a year older on their birthday. The collective New Year is January the 1st. So for some people, they'll be dealing with two numbers. They'll be dealing with the 2014 New Year energy and the 2015. It will change completely to the count 2015 on their birthday. But this year, 2015, is a 35-8 vibration. Eight is the primary number, and that deals with money, home, business. It deals with recognition, financial rewards, expansion and growth in business. Eight is also a karmic number and has the power and drive to overcome any and all obstacles and eventually create success through a person's abilities and perseverance through fair and ethical standards. Good judgments and organizational abilities are required. Recognition, power, and financial rewards are very much a part of this eight energy. So 2015 is going to be a much, much better year, much more happy and a much more rewarding year than the last couple. Eight is the number of the executive, both dealing with stamina and courage, which vibrate to it. Recognition, success, and wealth are the rewards of an eight. The individual needs, however, to couple the material forces with the spiritual to attain mastery over the self. This number vibrates to the sports field or the sports area of our lives, and it indicates also that an individual dealing with that part of their life, the athletics, they should be quite successful in this current year as they rise to the top in their sports rather than in the business world. However, once they reach their peak and they're having to change their careers from the sports field to the business field, then they too will become successful. The eight vibrates to the eighth letter of the alphabet, which is H. And this indicates that we should consider words that vibrate or words that start with the letter H, that being health, happiness, humor, humility, honesty, hopefulness. And so we want to keep that positive thought relative to that. But bear in mind, we do have the opposite energies, which are the negative sides, which also vibrate to the H, and that is hate, hurtful, humiliating. So we want to be real careful about what we're saying, what we're choosing, and what we're thinking at this time. I have some other things to say, but I'll open this to Carl so he can jump in here with his thoughts.
Okay.
Yes,
excellent.
Well,
I'm
still resonating with that fullness around the number eight. I want to underline the part about this being a year to think about those things that are with you in the physical world, in the material world, because there's a lot of energy flowing in that area. And that most of us, if we're conscious and aware that we are flowing with the energies that just come to you naturally, just don't disregard them, flow with them, then we will be much more successful this year, because it is an 8 year and that energy is within and around us everywhere. All we have to do is like jump into the pool, and we'll see those material things that we need manifest themselves in your life. Maybe a promotion, that you're looking for. You already know that you can achieve it in this energy, and you will. So stay focused on it. Stay focused on the raise. Stay focused on anything that elevates you. Think of a ladder of success. And anything that moves you up that ladder, the energies are in place for you.
Let me ask both of you a question while we're right there, because I'm sure that many of our listeners, both online as well as those who are on the telephone, have not necessarily heard this information before, but have felt that type of energy in years before. What is it, gentlemen, and I'll start with you, Frank, what is it that makes this year so different now from previous years? And if I'm understanding you correctly, this is the time to take advantage of it. Why is it more so now than then? Frank,
well,
please.
Yes, it is the time to take advantage of it for certain. The last several years have been quite testing on us as humans, testing our thoughts, testing our abilities, testing us when we've lost our jobs or we've lost our homes. It was tremendous spiritual tests that have been going on for the last several years, testing us in terms of will we stay with the belief systems that we profess to have, or will we allow these energies, because they're so constant over and over for years, and we can get very discouraged when it goes on that long. But this last year, 2014, was a seven, and the seven is the vibration of spiritual completion. So all those years that we were being tested came to a conclusion in 2014. Now the benefits associated with those tests and so forth are being provided in 2015.
Interesting.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
Also, yes, indeed. Also, last year, under that seven influence, there was a lot of spiritual analysis going on.
Yes, sir.
You may recognize that now, as I'm saying, listeners. And in addition to that, you were investigating why some of these things have been so rough, as Reverend Frank mentioned. It was kind of rough, but you have gone through that process. You've come up with some answers. They're right there in your gut. You follow them, and those eight energies will just flow now, and you will find much success.
Well, you know, too, when we were children, we were struggling, you know, with our classes. You know, these things were all brand new to us, and we had to work pretty hard to finally understand and finally pass our tests. So it's a similar thing, but we're just now adults going through very similar things or have been.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they say if you fail to learn, you're destined to repeat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And that's the wonderful thing about our looking at life spiritually from the perspective of having opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to finally do what? Get it right. You know, when a
yes.
child fails to walk at the age of 4 months, we don't say, oh, you little thing, you. Well, let me tell you, buddy, you're in trouble, and we are just going to counsel you right out. Let's send you right on over to the funny farm. No, we say, this is my beloved little one, and you are fine just like you are. My daughter, at 6 months of age, at 6 months, mind you, her mother and I were walking here in Little Rock, where I am right now, in the Park Plaza shoe store, and we saw Stride Right, and we decided to just walk in there so that in a couple of months when Jackie was ready to try on those wonderful little baby white combat boots, and I was going to have to fork over those thousands of dollars for them, that we would then be ready to do that. So we sat her down, and the lady was just kind to her and made her laugh and jump up and down and bounce around, and Jackie just giggled and giggled, and she put those little baby combat boots on her, laced them up, and stood her up on them, and Jackie stood, and she looked at me, and she said, well, the lady in the store said, well, sir, go over there, and just let's see if she'll take a step towards you. And I said, okay. So I went over there because my baby's been, you know, carried around for the last 6 months. Why in the world would she want to do something like walk, which means that now people don't have to do that? Well, let me tell you, I went over there, and to the amazement of her mother and I, my baby girl took off walking across that floor and then almost ran over to where I was, and then she stopped because she said, Daddy, I don't know how to turn around. So you got to come help a sister out. But that part I've got down. So I am now ready to be independent enough to move forward. Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, does that same thing with us. Spirit gives us all the opportunities, all the lifetimes that we need. But what these gentlemen are sharing with you and what you hear me talking about with various guests on this program every week is this is the how to go ahead and overcome right now, to get it right in this particular moment so that you can then move to the next step of life. Frank, go ahead, please.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things that I did not know about this particular number that comes out of the Bible is in Genesis 17, verse 10, that's the rite and covenant of circumcision. And circumcision initially was dealing with health issues for the male. And it had to be performed on the eighth day of a man-child's life. This was considered one of the most important covenants between God and humanity. Eight stands for involution and evolution. Eight is not a primary number in the New Testament. Rather, it is heavily found in the eightfold path of the Buddha in the occult literatures. Eight is karmic, meaning as you sow, you reap. It rules the material plane and courage to take chances in order to achieve what you want. Eight is ruled by Saturn. Saturn is our great teacher that brings the lessons to us. But once we learn them, then Saturn's going to, you know, reward us, so to speak. Saturn urges us to concrete achievements or to become the top executive. Eight also is ruled by Leo, who can lift our spirits and bring us a sunny disposition. Now, that eight number, in the way I do numerology, is made up of the 35. The 35 is a fire energy, and fire always deals with the spiritual aspects. It suggests that we be prepared for whatever comes, to be responsible and to be disciplined. health is one of the most important issues when it comes to this. And the health aspect is in overdoing. The main thing is create the balance. You know, vibration we're under is Capricorn, and Capricorns are very well noted for their interest and their hard work. And a lot of times they don't take the time to enjoy other aspects of their life or their family or having fun. And this health issue is one that's saying, please do not overdo it in that work area.
Interesting. I like that. Brother Carl, do you have something to add to that?
Just one last point for me, and that is sometimes people, ourselves and others, can get the impression that they're being asked to do something that's very difficult. And I think what we're trying to emphasize is that if you flow from that spiritual urge, if you flow from this knowing about the eight energy that it's going to be with you all year, that it can be much easier, not without effort, but easier than you might be anxious about. So be at ease and just jump right on in it, because it's there for you.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
All of a sudden everything went silent, and
I didn't
know quite where we were.
I don't either.
What happened?
I heard the same thing.
Reverend Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you not hear me?
We hit this place that was real silent, and we weren't certain whether we lost you or not.
Oh, no. No, gentlemen, you cannot lose me. That's the one thing I want you to know. See, Frank, you are a new friend of mine, but Carl knows that there is no way that you can get rid of me once I have lost into you. So you will never be able to lose me, but there will be times when I'll go away to check in on some of our other folks to see if they have questions. And ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you to please, if you will, hit the number 1 on your phone if you have a question that you'd like to have these gentlemen or the host answer, and we will do that to the best of our ability. We have a number of folk who have already asked questions of us, and we're in about 3 minutes going to start getting to those. I wanted for you to have an understanding of the basics of numerology, because one of the questions that I often get in various pulpits or all around the country is, well, is numerology of the devil? And immediately I share with people, no, anything that we name negatively can be called that until we decide to call it something differently. So always know that first what you have to do is to seek out people who really, really, really know. And the people who really, really, really know will make certain that you are given the information that you need to do the things that you want to do. Gentlemen, we had a couple of folks that had asked some questions before of us, and I'd like to start here in just a moment. I want to first remind everyone that this is the No Show. We are so pleased to be coming to you on the Renford Broadcast Network. We have a plethora of various opportunities just like this one for you to learn more about spirituality, about your own innate God-given talents and abilities. And if you will go up on www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, you will be able to see the shows that are there. I will tell you about a few tonight, but we invite you to at any time go up, take a look, and tell us what your thoughts are, because that is how it is that we then are able to add additional shows based upon what it is that you would like to hear about from us. Okay, so we did have a couple of questions from some people, though, gentlemen, and I want to see if you all have any answers relative to those. Our friends, Al and Chris, had sent us some information the last time you all were on with us, and they wanted to know about business and life relationships, and you have their information, I believe, before you. So, and they are also online. So, I'm sorry, they are also on the telephone. So, if you have questions that you want to ask of them after you have shared some information, then we can do so. Okay, whoever would like to start first, I'll let you go first.
Well, I would just say I don't have the information.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, then in that case,
I don't have their birth.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not going to give that out over the air. But what I will do is I know, I think that you do have that information.
Yeah, no, I can address it. No, I can address it in another way. But
okay.
Specifically to their birthday, I don't have that. So
okay,
I'm
that's
speak
fine. I got it. I got that, but and that's okay. We'll handle that in another way. But let me let Carl go first then, since Carl does have that information. Carl, do you have any information?
I'm here. I do have it, and
okay.
I'm speaking to Al now. And Al, based on your birthday, you have a number 9 destiny number, and that destiny energy means that it's going to be with you and going to flow with you, be a part of all of your activity for all of your life. And there's some key words that would describe that energy. It's very universal. You're probably a very outward-thinking person that's very inclusive, not only of ideas but of people. And you're probably very generous and share and willing to share life and your gifts with others and to receive them as well, which is a part of generosity. You don't like to be boxed in, and it's just not your natural way. So you just will go through life full of this outward-looking energy that can be very adventurous and take you to many areas and enables you to accomplish just about anything in the area that you would with generous spirit and universal outlook. And the year coming up for you, now, before I touch on that, is there anything that you're particularly thinking about other than your business life, because it's fine. Your relationships are going to be just as I described from that destiny energy. Do you have a question before I mention the next year?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you both mentioned this past year, and there were many, many, many challenges. But I also noted a great many of my friends also were going through things, and I was just wondering, was it a year? You clarified that. You said it was a year that people were going through things, you know, and it seems that there are still some things, but I wonder if it's ever going to clear up sometimes.
Reverend Frank, you want to respond to that?
Yes. Well, remember, for one thing, Al, you're not in 2015 yet. Until your birthday, which is just less than a month away. And that is when it will change for you. You're moving into a very fruitful year next year. And remember, I had said, when I was speaking of the eight universally, meaning everybody, I spoke specifically about, and so did Reverend Carl, speak of business and money and home and finances and relationships. So this universally is a part of what you're going to be experiencing once you hit that 2015 energy at your birthday. Your particular energy, when it comes to the relationship area, one of your major desires, wants, needs, and desires in a relationship is friendship. So that is absolutely key to the success of your relationship. Your friend needs to be your friend before they are your lover and or your mate. In order for that to be totally successful, then your partner needs to understand that that's important to you. What's important to your partner is he's ruled by emotions and feelings and sensitivities and that sort of thing. When he speaks to you, he should speak to you with questions. And the reason for that is because you're a very mental individual. You're in your head all the time, and you respond to questions, not statements. Your friend responds to feelings. So when you communicate back, you communicate with, how do you feel? That's a word that is very important in that relationship. When it comes to work, job, and career, that is, you know, you've been setting yourself up for success in this next year. Your friend is moving into, I'm sorry, he moved into a 48.
She.
I'm sorry?
She.
She.
Oh, she. Okay. Moved into a 48-12-3, and the 48 is moving on, moving forward. The 12 is reversal of conditions, and the 3 is dealing with relationships. It can very easily deal with marriage. It can deal with pregnancy. It can deal with the birth of something, whether it's the birth of a child, birth of a new job, new home, but it's a birth energy. It's expansion and growth. So it's a very powerful energy that you're in, and it should be very good.
And I just want to add for Al that to keep the number 3 in mind, whenever you see the 3 anywhere during this year coming up, it's an energy of expression, personal expression. You hear some of the things repeated because they're very important to you. Think in terms of whether or not during the past year you felt a little uneasy because you weren't fully expressing those inner urges that have to do with music and theater and dance and all those kind of music and pleasant things that you may be missing. You may have set them aside because you felt you didn't have time to do them. Well, involve yourself a little bit more and be a little more easy and flow a little more easy with all those urges that you may have in that area. And I think that's going to add to your success coming up.
Excellent. Excellent. Was there anything that you all had for Chris? Anything that she needs to know? Both of you have her birthdays as well, and I just want to find out whether or not there might be something there as well. I got the point in terms of partnership and partner ring, and I just want to ask in terms of health or anything else if there might be anything.
Well, one of the things that Reverend Carl was speaking about is that 3. Chris is in a 48-12-3 from her last birthday to her next birthday, so she's in a 3-year. And Al is in a 56-11-2 until his birthday, and then he'll go into a 57-12-3. So the 12-3 is repeating in his path at this time and hers. And so this, you know, what's really needed in any relationship is good communications.
Excellent. Al, thank you so much. I'm going to ask you to stand by, if you will, please, sir. I want to get to a couple of other people and make certain that we involve as many folks as we can in this conversation. There were, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go back and listen to previous, I think there, how many shows have we done together? This is our third show together, is it not, gentlemen?
Yes.
This is our third show up.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two previous shows under Blog Talk Radio, under the No Show, that you really want to go back and listen to. And the one caveat that I want to add to all of this is that when anything is said to one set of people and it resonates with you, that means that it's for you too. It's just that we don't have time to call you by name, okay? But we know you're there, and we know you're listening. We know that you're online, and we could if we wanted to. But since you didn't say, look, tell me, we can't do that. But know that the same thing is applicable in your life and the lives of those people that you love. And so that is really, really, really important. Gentlemen, stand by for just a moment. I want to remind everyone that this is The No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan. We are so pleased that you decided to stop by here and visit with us for just a moment. And we are going to continue to have programs like this that involve you, that allow people, spirited people, who are knowledgeable individuals and who care about God and goodness and grace and love and life, to show up and share with us how it is that we might show up in terms of being a better person, in terms of being doing something better for the planet and making life better all the way around, from health to understanding to wisdom to direction and to guidance. Please always check in with us. You may send a personal email to me asking that you be included on our mailing list. My email address is robtmcm@aol.com. And you may also know that whenever it is that we receive anything, we always respond and reply. It may take us a while. You would be surprised at the number of people that are asking us to respond. But that is why it is that we are here, and this is what it is that we are here to do. Gentlemen, I want to move on to another person, Kay from Little Rock. And both of you, I believe, have her information as well. Carl, do you have Kay's information from Little Rock?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And let me just make sure that our friend also has that same information. Frank, do you have information on Kay as well?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Excellent. All right. So let me start with you, Frank, and ask you to share with Kay. I think that one of her questions were relative to kind of starting and stopping with different things, perhaps both in business and in life, and wanting to know what that's all about and where it is that she can go from here and when she can start, please.
Well, the time for business is now, in 2015, but let me give you a little information about your path. Your path is a 37101. That's my life path as well. That is an energy that says one of the areas in your life that would be very successful for you would be in the area of the ministry, in the area of counseling, in the area of giving advice and things of that nature. You're born under the wheel of fortune, so good luck will follow you as long as you stay in the positive vein. You're a one, and one is the leader, not the follower. One is also known to be a great healer as well. Currently, you're in a 56-11-2, and you have special gifts that are very natural to you. You have clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and precognition. What you are working on at this current time in your life, you're working on clairnosis. Clairnosis means clear knowing. And so it's trying to get you to the place where your spirit, your soul, your higher self, your angels, your guides, your teachers, whatever you want to call them, are trying to communicate with you and trying to bring this guidance to you at this particular time in your life. And you're under the vibration of the Christ energy as well. So you're under a very, very powerful energy. You're also under the vibration of the mystical as well. And this is all natural to your pattern. So if you want to look about a life within the or work within the spiritual area of our lives, then that would work very, very well for you. If not, then you would work very well in the area of teaching, in the area of communications, in the area of counsel, advising, and ministry.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. That's great information to have. Carl, do you have anything for our friend Kay?
Yes, Kay. When I think of that one energy, which is a wonderful energy, all of them are, there's some key words: independence, willingness to take initiative, and being innovative. You should feel energies in all of those areas all the time. And it's, you know, there's a caution maybe. And I think you asked a question about why do you start and stop things. And it may be that you're being hesitant about this number one energy that causes you to be willing to take initiative, for an example. And I'm suggesting that you might want to think more in terms of stepping out into those areas that are inviting to you and that are calling you in a certain direction, especially in the business areas. Even there are a lot of guidelines that are necessary to follow in the area of business. But you, because you're an innovative thinker, you can tweak these things a little bit so that you bring your own personality, your own energy into them. But you can overcome that, I think, by just following that urge more. And looking towards next year, for you, you'll be in a three personal year energy, and that means that you should allow yourself to express these other enjoyable, pleasurable energies that I spoke of earlier, enjoying your tendency to enjoy music and dance and theater and sometimes just television. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just let those expressive juices in you flow.
Excellent. Thank you. You know, gentlemen, it's interesting that you all give these wonder-filled and positive notions about people. Now, is that to infer that there aren't any other sides to folks, or is it that Spirit just says to you, tell only the good stuff, don't tell the bad stuff? I mean, I'm asking that because that's one of the texts that I've just gotten. Are all of the things that you guys have to say really just great about these people, or are you trying to help them to move towards their greatness? What's the answer to that? Carl, I'll start with you on that one.
Well, I think I feel that all is good. All is good. And God is good. And so I tend to think naturally and normally about those energies that we can flow with that will take us in good directions if we are aware, if we are attentive, if we are alert to our uh-huh. our inside urgings. And uh-huh. so we don't have to experience all this negative stuff that's going on. That's called being in the world, but not of it. We don't have to be of it.
Uh-huh.
We can flow with our own personal relationship to our inner being.
Uh-huh.
And so there's no need necessary. Everything has a sort of an opposite part, if you want to look at it that way. But uh-huh. I don't find a strong need to do that.
Okay.
Yes, and not only that, but, you know, when we speak, we try to speak in the positive. Let me give you an example of something negative that is said in the positive. Say I see an automobile accident, and the individual has an opportunity to avoid it by maybe taking a different route to work or something of that nature. So instead of saying you're going to have an automobile accident, I'll say you have the opportunity to avoid an accident by
yeah.
changing your route or changing your time or something of that nature. And speaking of it from the positive direction rather than the negative direction, because words are very powerful. Words are very powerful.
Absolutely, without question. They are powerful. But I just wonder, and I get this a lot of times in my classes from people who say, well, you know what, you New Thought metaphysical people, you're always sugarcoating everything. But some people are just stubborn, and you need to just tell them they are being stubborn. They are
yes.
being something
yes.
that we won't say on radio and,
yes.
and or television. And they need to hear that and know it so that then they can do things differently in order to have things be
yes.
different for them. How do you feel
yes.
about that, Joe?
Yes, they have the opportunity to do things differently. They have the opportunity to take your advice and move toward that positive direction. Or if you want to be stubborn, you can do that, you know, and you're creating your own karma. You're creating your own problems that are unnecessary.
Okay, I got
yeah.
it.
Yes, and one more thing. You sounded as if you were saying in your classes that someone was speaking of someone else when they said they're stubborn, and you should just
uh-huh.
recognize that. Well,
uh-huh.
the fact is, I think that person might want to check their judgment area. I mean, they
uh-huh.
are judging this person because what the person is doing may not be stubborn the way they see life or their life
oh.
or whatever oh. it is that they're engaged in. And
okay, so
we need to all be careful about making judgments of us.
Okay, good point. Good point. I like that. All right. We've only got a few minutes left. Our time always passes so quickly. And 501, I am going to get to you in just a moment. I see that your light is lit, and I'll be coming to you in just a moment. Gentlemen, I want for you all to talk from the perspective of John and Emma. And I believe that both of you, they are partners, and they're out of Tennessee. And I believe that both of you have their information. Frank, do you have information on John and Emma?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. And
yes.
Carl, you have information as well.
Also.
Okay. Why don't I start with Frank? And then if you all don't hear me, just keep going. I'll be right back because I just want to check in with another of our listeners. Okay? Go ahead. Please, Frank.
Well, John, your vibration at birth is a 23.5. Interestingly enough, Emma's path at birth is a 41.5. So you're both walking a 5 path. That a basic understanding of a 5 is freedom through change. So it's constantly wanting the person to make changes in their life to move forward. Quite often, setting roots are sometimes difficult because you're going through the process of changing from one thing to another and keep growing and growing and growing and learning, and it keeps moving forward. Your path is a spiritual path. your Emma's path is a 41, which is a water path. Her lessons in this lifetime have a lot to do with marriage, and yet her emphasis is not on marriage. Her emphasis is on friendship. Your emphasis this year, being your last birthday this year, since you've already had it, is a 41-5 marriage. 41 is the marriage. 5 is changing from where you started or where you've been in the past. So you're crossing Emma's life path this year, which is a 41-5. Emma's path is a 58-13-4. So that's a new foundation for her. And it says, basically, the 13 is transformation and change, death of the old, birth of the new, creating a new foundation for both of you. And that being the case, then, we need to look at that 5. What is it that we need to change in order to create what we want? Your emphasis is too much on your work, job, and career, not enough on the relationship. Carl?
Mm. And it's interesting, Reverend Frank, that those 5s, they both are on that 5 path, and John and Emma, John and Emma it is. You are both going into, oddly enough, a 5-year in 2015.
Yes.
So the universal energies are going to be in that 5 area personally for each of you. And the change that Reverend Frank spoke of is going to come easy for you. And because those energies are going to be there, and all you got to do is flow with them, you're going to sense them all along and just move towards them and move with them. It may, a couple of other things, there may be some travel involved because, you create change sometimes when you want it or need it. And you both may want to see something different or talk to different people from different cultures. All those things will be in your energies in this year coming up, as well as in your energies for your lifetime.
Interesting. Gentlemen, I missed the first part of your spiel, but I loved what you had to say in the latter part of that, and welcome the opportunity for either of you to expand any more if you'd like to. Apparently these are pretty awesome souls, and they are both doing what it is that is theirs to do, and moving in a very positive way in doing that. So
may I make one final comment on that?
Absolutely, please.
That 41 is marriage, and if we use a different word for marriage and say this is a year of commitments.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And, you know, when you commit the heart, the marriage has occurred.
Yeah, and that is a change within itself, the commitment.
Yes, that's the change within itself, yes,
yeah.
The commitment.
Excellent, I like that. The almost last person that we're going to have on this evening, gentlemen, is a Miss J., who also hails from Little Rock. And she has some questions, and she's a brand-new caller, so we did not have her information, but she has a question about another person that is very dear to her, and I can share that birthday with you. She has given me the permission to do that, and that birthday, if both of you are ready now.
Yes.
That birthday is 12/15/94. And so while you all are kind of pondering over that and taking a look and doing things in the wonder-filled ways that you are, I just want to share with our listeners once again that this is the Renford Broadcast Network. We do have so many great places for you all to go and to take a look at the things that are going on. As an example, on Thursday, the Progressive News Weekly is hosted by Daryl Clark from New York, and the moderator and co-host is Cecil McDaniel. This is a long, long, long-running show on the Renford Broadcast Network, now having been a long-running show on another network, and that's at 5:30 p.m. on this very, very same number and or the same address that you came to via the web. And also the Searcher's Roadmap at 1 p.m., which is hosted by my moderator, Ms. Rhonda Harrison from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. And while I'm right here, I want to thank you all for joining with us in sending light and healing energy and love and joy to Rhonda. She is doing wonderfully well now. She is back hosting this program that I'm telling you about, the Searcher's Roadmap Show, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time on Friday. And she is excited about doing the work of spirit. And so please join her as she continues to do so. The Dream Vision 7 show is another one hosted by Deborah Bouvet from Boston, Massachusetts, and that's on Sunday. So we have just so much good stuff for you that you just cannot afford not to be here with us and to make us aware of whatever things you'd like for us to know about the shows that we bring forth, that we bring to you, so that we can continue to do just that. Gentlemen, is either of you ready now to chat with Ms. J relative to her questions and concerns for this person? It may be a daughter, maybe a sister. I don't know. I didn't ask that. But does either of you have any information that you are at this point ready to share?
I do. I know, Carl. Do you want to go first, or
no? You go ahead. I'm ready.
Go ahead, Frank. Please.
Okay. Well, this person's life path is a 52-7, so the 7 is the primary number. The vibration for 2014, meaning her last birthday or this person's last birthday, is a 61-7. So she's this. I keep saying she. I don't mean she. I don't know if it's male or female. But in any event, crossing the path, the life path is taking place in the current year. This individual, the 7 is a very spiritual number, and it deals with completion on a spiritual level. She, the individual is a 12, which is a Sagittarius. That's a fire energy, which is also very spiritual. This is an individual that has a male energy, protector, provider, giver, doer, warrior, independent, etc. And many of the lessons to be learned in this lifetime and at this time in their life is how to receive, not just how to give.
Mm. Wow. How to receive, not just how to give. And especially, I guess, for those of us who are in this field of ministry, service, sometimes it's hard for us to then turn around and receive. So that's good stuff. Brother Carl, please.
Well, I just observed that I'm Ms. J is a young person, and I'm so happy to speak with a young person. Because they're so full of life and full of energy and open to everything that's coming to them. And I just want her to know what I see in her destiny number is that any change that is about to come about, she will take with ease. She personally will take it with ease, so she probably should not be concerned.
Okay.
It's something that she'll be able to roll with. And,
all right, roll with the spiritual
yes.
punches.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you so much. You know what?
Can I make one final comment about receiving?
No. Actually, I'm sorry, but we are actually out of time right now.
Okay.
We are going to get you all back so that you can do this again. Share it with me by phone, and then I will make certain that the person gets it. If you will, Frank, thank you much. For taking your time, for taking your energy and your love and your light. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate the fact that had it not been for the fact that you were here, we would not have had audience, but we know that you took time and you spent your LPEs, your life's precious energy, in order to get the WIIFM, the What's in It for Me. And we know that you've gotten a tremendous amount of value out of this opportunity this evening. Take care. Create a great day. God bless everybody. Love you so much. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. God bless.
Take care, all.
You're welcome.
God bless.